This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and you've been listening to the music and poetry of Joy Harjo, America's poet laureate and the first Native American to hold that distinction. And as a community, we are getting to know her through her work, through the Juneau Public Library's Big Read program. Her poetry collection, American Sunrise, is the centerpiece of this community's literary experience, and other organizations like the Juneau Douglas City Museum. And now, the 49 Writers Group have been taking the Big Read tradition to the next level with a panel discussion coming up this Saturday. And joining us now, we have Katie Bosler with the 49 Writers Group and two of the panelists who will be taking part in that discussion on American Sunrise, Shailene Moeller and Olive Brend, who, along with the rest of the panel, will offer their perspectives on Joy Harjo's poetry. Well, Katie, I'm going to go ahead and start with you here. If you could explain to us, Katie, sort of, you know, prime the pump for us. It seems like this is going to be a conversation that we as a community are going to want to hear.
Yes, and I think our pump was primed with Joy Harjo on the saxophone just now. She's unbelievable, this woman. The National Writer Laureate now since 2019, multiple award winner. Her poetry is just golden. She has many, many collections of that. But The Big Read, An American Sunrise, has been around now in this town since last fall, actually, and now we're finally catching up with it here, and the first public event for 49 writers to host since the start of the pandemic. So we're very excited about it. And what's happening is on Saturday afternoon at the State Museum, Ernestine Hayes, who was the writer laureate for the state of Alaska from 2016 to 19, will be delivering a keynote. And then we will have a panel discussion following that, moderated by Huni Lance Twitchell, a professor of Alaska Native Languages at the University of Alaska Southeast, now known as UA Southeast. And then on the panel, we have two UA Southeast stellar students who we'll be hearing from here in a little bit, Olive Brend and Shailene Moeller, and also Jared Olin, who is the apprentice with Perseverance Theater this year. And people who saw Voyager 1 know him as one of the actors for that production.
So this promises to be a really interesting take on Joy Harjo's poetry.
Yes, yes. And I know that Ernestine is hard at work on her keynote, which all I know is it involves hope and addresses these times. And, you know, we are in quite tumultuous times, but we also are more and more well aware of what happened in our past and how this country came to be, and the people who were originally here were affected by it. And that's what a lot of her poetry addresses, of course, as a Native woman. And I know a lot of, you know, this book, An American Sunrise, was available free at the libraries for many months. They're actually out now because there's so many in the community. So what we have is people coming to the State Museum 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon for this event. It will also be live streamed through KTOO and recorded and played later in case you miss it on 360 North. And at this point, we're requiring pre-registration because it's social distancing and limited seating.
Okay, now we have been having a few little technical glitches today, so I want to just be sure that our guests can hear you. We have Shailene Moeller and Olive Brend with us. So first of all, how about we start off by saying hello. Hello, Olive.
Hi there.
And hello, Shailene.
Hello.
So are you able to hear Katie Bosler?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Miracles do happen. The magic of radio.
The magic of radio. It can do so many things. Well, I want to start off with you, Shailene, because you are a creative writing student at UAS and also one of the editors of Title Echoes, the premier poetry journal. And it's just a coveted kind of journal to read. It's so amazing. So you've got to be really excited to be a part of this panel.
Absolutely. I am very excited. Joy Harjo has been a big influence of mine the past three years or so, and a lot of her poetry has been inspiring mine recently. So getting to be part of this is just very exciting.
Oh, that's so serendipitous. Great to hear, Shailene.
Yes, and there's something about the choice of this poet that resonates. And I want to go to Olive, who is also a student at the University of Alaska Southeast studying literature and environment. Same question to you. You know, how does it feel to be a part of this panel? And maybe you could tell us a little bit about your connection to Indigenous peoples.
Right, yeah. So I am very honored to be a part of this panel. I have worked with Ernestine Hayes in the past, as well as Une and Shailene here. So I'm very honored to be presenting with those people and very excited to be meeting Jared at this panel as well. I am also a creative writing student, but I myself am Irish. I grew up down south in Colorado and very recently actually moved to Shingaani here in Southeast Alaska. And I find that through reading Joy Harjo, as well as many of the other Indigenous writers that are, you know, a part of our contemporary literary movement, I have found myself, you know, understanding myself so much better, understanding my community so much better, and just, you know, feeling this place of connection that has been taken away from so many people due to colonization and has been realized in, you know, so many perpetuations of that colonial aspect, which is something that Joy Harjo does touch on a lot within this book.
Yeah, so as far as your connection, Shailene, how do you connect to the poetry of Joy Harjo?
So a lot of my connection with the poetry of Joy Harjo has to do with kind of the way she perceives time in her poetry. It's blended all together in a way, but not in a way that is inconceivable. Like, we still understand time, but we see it in a way that, well, we normally wouldn't, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to me. How about you, Katie?
Yeah, I mean, I think that she connects directly with her ancestors through her poetry, like many poets do. And then you do have this essence of timelessness. And just, really quick, just to quote the last stanza of her poem, Bless This Land, that ends this collection, An American Sunrise. Bless us these lands, said the rememberer. These lands aren't our lands. These lands aren't your lands. We are this land. And the blessing began, a graceful moving through the grasses of time from the beginning to the circling around place of time, always moving, always. And I think that kind of embodies that, what Shailene was addressing.
And I want to put this to the both of you, and maybe we'll start off with Shailene on this. Do you find applications of Joy Harjo's poetry, even though she's writing about a different Indigenous culture, does it apply to Thlinkit-Ani?
Well, absolutely. I feel like it does embody like a collective experience between Indigenous cultures. I write a lot about Thlinkit culture in my own poetry, and I do see that a lot of the ideas reflected in Joy Harjo's is reflected in mine. So I do see that connection.
So there's a kinship there. And I know, Olive, you have written a lot about the transgender experience in your work. And, you know, how does that fit in with this?
Yeah, certainly. And I am non-binary. And so a lot of my work looks at not only just the experience of transitioning throughout my life, but also that topic of time that has come up so often with Joy Harjo. Is I feel that there is, you know, the same or at least a similar circling of time within my own experience as Joy Harjo identifies, not only connecting with my own ancestors and descendants in that way, because it is a bit of a subversion from our typical idea of ancestor and descendant, but also just in the way that my own transition is so connected to what is around me. It is formed by the place that I live, the places that I have lived, so formed by climate change and colonialism and all of those aspects that I feel that when Joy Harjo writes those onto the page, she is very similarly writing about my own transition, my own experience. And as I write my poetry, my fiction, my memoirs, I respond to that in such a similar way of seeing how I relate to everything around me and how those around me relate to my own transition as well.
So, Olive, I asked you to select a poem to share with us. Did you find one you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I did. So I talked about how I grew up down south, and I lived in Colorado, and one of the largest, you know, experiences living there that really connected me to, you know, these ideas of colonialism came back in 2017 when President Trump and his administration changed the lands of the Bears Ears National Monument over in Utah. And Joy Harjo connects directly to this in her poem, "Let There Be No Regrets," for Bears Ears National Monument. And it begins with a quote from Wayne Mnangagwa Valerie, which states, "We're not losing the birch trees are losing us." And the poem continues, "The songs and stories that formed us are restless and need a place to live in the world of our grandchildren. They are weary with waiting. Earth continues to dream her earth dreams, though desperate thoughts fed by money hunger from roam our minds. To the destroyers, Earth is not a person. They will want more until there is no more to steal. Earth, who does not know time, is patient. The destroyers will destroy themselves. So many Earth spirits take care of this place. They emerge from the cliff walls. They emerge from the waves of waters. Our ancestors are not only human ancestors. What do you see when you fly to the top of the ancestor tree? Let there be no regrets, no sadness, no anger, no acts of disturbance to these lands."
Wow. I like that.
Yes.
And that's just a slice. There's a whole volume there to look at. Shailene, do you have a poem before we go that you'd like to share with us, one of your favorites from Joy Harjo?
Yes. So one of the shorter ones that I really enjoyed is called "Memory Sack," and it's from page 97. And it goes, "That first cry opens the earth door. We join the ancestor road. With our pack of memories, slung slack on our backs, we venture into the circle of destruction, which is the circle of creation, and make more."
The circle of creation. I think that's kind of part of what this time feeling that we have going in her poetry is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie.
Yeah. Well, just a little bit of housekeeping. If you're interested in this event, this celebration of an American sunrise with keynote Ernestine Hayes, along with our panel of young writers moderated by Huni Lance Twitchell, it's at the State Museum on Saturday, the 26th of March. It's open to the first 60 registrants to sit in the hall. We only have 12 spaces left at this point. So if you want to sit in the hall, you want to go to 49writers.org/events and register. And then you just get checked at the door. But there will also be seating just outside that main seating hall in the State Museum on the first floor there with a monitor. It'll also be live streamed, so we'll have a link if people want to watch it via live stream. And you can watch it later on 360 North TV as well.
Well, thanks for thinking of all those things so that we can all experience it. And you've only got 12 seats left in the room. Wow. All righty. Well, did you have a poem you wanted to share before we go?
Well, I think I just probably did that
earlier.
That last
read
stanza.
The little...
Yeah. And I know you have another guest coming up, don't you?
Well, thank you so much. You know, but I didn't want to cut you short there because I think this is so special. So special. So thank you,
no
all
worries.
Of you, for coming here to tell us about one of those events. I think is going to plant some seeds in our community. At least I hope so. Some good things. Katie Bosler with the 49 Writers Group and two of the panelists that you can look forward to hearing more from, Shailene Moeller and Olive Brenn Gunashchish, for being here with us today.
Thank you, Rhonda, and thank you so much to Shailene and Olive.
Yes, thank you for sharing your favorite poems. I bet you lots of people have their favorite poems out there.
Oh, so many.
And it's
yeah,
hard to
you
choose.
See my book. My book is marked up with, I don't know, what, a dozen markers here of awesomeness? Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Dozen markers of awesomeness. All right. Thanks so much, everyone.